Gaki Risa's home phone rings.
I hope this isn't some salesperson. Mushy mushy.
Risa, this is Eddie.
What do you want?
I want to apologize. That was pretty immature of me to assume that you would instantly fall in love with me.
Well, okay. This shouldn't be something that causes friction in the group. That would make Takahashi-senpai sad.
Thanks. However, since you're a lot more mature than most of the girls who I've talked to, I wonder if you could give me some advice.
Usa! I can't believe she's trying a trick this obvious. But, might as well play along. Sure, I guess. I can't guarantee that I'll be of any help.
There's a friend of mine who has a big crush on another girl. She wants to know what she needs to do to get closer to this other girl.
Who are these two other people?
It's a secret.
Well, gee, without knowing who these other two people are, all I could do is tell you what would make me happy, right?
Any advice would be helpful.
Eddie-kun, I have read Sojo manga before. What you're doing is one of the oldest tricks in the book. I would have to be really dumb to fall for it.
What do you mean?
Pretending to ask advice for a friend so you can pump me in for information? That is so common.
Well, okay, you got me. I am trying to get information about you. But, on the other hand, I do have a friend who is crushing on another girl, so I wasn't really lying. I am trying to help my friend, but also help myself in the process.
Seems very suspicious.
But, putting that aside, which shoujo mangas do you like?
Me? I'm starting to get a little old for shoujo mangas now, but last year I was following Scattered Petals.
Eri smiles.
Okay, I've seen that one. It wasn't one of my favorites, but I thought the relationship between Sachiko and Natsuki was really compelling.
No kidding. Did you see that scene where Sachiko slapped Natsuki and Natsuki refused to back down?
Yeah, that was the first time that Sachiko had to regard Natsuki as an equal.
That was really powerful.
Well, Usukun, I don't know if I learned anything good from this conversation to tell my friend, but thanks for humoring me.
Oh, I do have one bit of advice for your friend. Kaicha is a weird nickname.
What?
Hontoni, Rena spent half the training session staring at Takahashi-senpai's butt. It was so obvious.
Thank you. I will pass along that information. See you Monday.
Jane.
Takahashi Ai's phone rings. The Giri Giri Surf Rider ringtone immediately tells Ai who it is. Hello, Rena.
Kaita.
Why are you calling tonight?
I need to ask you for a favor.
Let me guess. More fashion shopping?
We can let that go this week. I'll just bring in some magazines for you to look at. But I do have a favor to ask.
What's that?
There's a friend of mine who has a big crush on another girl. She wants to know what she needs to do to get closer to this other girl.
And you're asking me because?
Because you're so smart.
Well, Who are these two people?
It's a secret.
Well, if it's a secret, then the only thing I can tell you about is stuff that I would like.
Anything would help.
Well, let's see. Oh, I don't know. I'm pretty independent. I don't get into that mushy stuff a lot.
Well, Kaija, what if there was a girl that you liked and wanted to be with? What would you do about it?
That's a really good question. I never really thought of things like that. I guess what I would do is ask the girl to come to the next group social thing I was going to. That's how the karaoke group from last year came together.
The one with Jinjin from Canada?
Yes. In Canon, Aripon.
That's a really good idea, Taicho.
It is? It's not like I'm a girlfriend to any of those three. Maybe it's a bad idea.
No, I think it's good advice. I'm sure the problem was that Kanon-senpai, Jinjin-senpai, and Arina-senpai are all really busy people with their activities. That's why none of them is your girlfriend.
Reina, you sure seem to know a lot for someone asking the questions.
One doesn't learn unless one asks.
Okay. But I have to finish my homework.
Okay. Bye-bye.
See you tomorrow.
Are you trying to get three girlfriends at once?
What's that?
She's crazy.
She tried to get what?
Three girlfriends at once. That's what she's saying.
Oh, well... I'm not sure if I was trying to get them as girlfriends or just simply friends that she went to karaoke parties with.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I got the other one around. That's the end.
Yeah. But of course, the subtext is that Risa's going, boy, you have to be a real idiot to fall for that, and I fall for it.
Yes, and then there was some sort of friction.
Then a really, really long pause before what came out.
Oh, because I was reading!
That was like the most perfect one ever. Like silence.
Yeah, it is a little... Obviously, I can never be a voice actress because I fail.
Well, let's look at it this way.
But maybe an actress I can be.
Well, let's look at it this way. I'm not gainfully employed as a voice actor, and I'm sure people have figured that out by now.
Yeah, but one is employed for a voice actor. No one here, I think. At least for idols, at least, no.
I think it should be at least fun to listen to, though.
I hope so.
I couldn't poke a lot of fun at this because there was nothing to poke at.
Well, you did. You poked at friction.
And Eddie getting shot down.
In a reverse bear trap. She somehow gets shot in a drive-by in a reverse bear trap.
No, so I was thinking that she was walking down the street with a cell phone. All of a sudden, you see her get shot up. Bullets everywhere. She goes flying.
Good, yeah.
I'm morbid. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the next topic before Junkie makes another crazy idea to destroy Eddie.
Okay, what? Well,
I'm not trying to destroy her.
Well, the next topic would be an idea, maybe less morbid, but probably just as much crack-filled. It's an idea which I had for a promotional video that Upfront Agency could do.
Before you do it.
Sure.
Does it cost money?
What? Because, I have a question.
Because remember, Upfront does not like to spend money.
Okay. What's your question, Junkie?
Well, it's not really a question, but I thought we were going to talk about fanfics now.
Right, but this one I hope was only going to be a 30-second stupid joke, but... Things have a way of being dragged out. Okay, the idea for the promotional video, which probably won't cost any more money than the one that Yajima Mimi did, where she did like a dance video where she did five separate parts at the same time, would be a dance-off video between the Up Up Girls versus UFZS.
Isn't that the same group?
Yeah.
So they
like fail, yeah.
What?
The way how you said that, Chunky.
I didn't say nothing.
Yes, you did.
Well, Mimi did a video where she did five parts simultaneously. So.
Yeah, but that was just Mimi, and it was her, and it was just her.
Yeah.
But she wasn't going against herself. She was just dancing.
Yes, but...
But this is two groups, it's technically the same group, that just had previous name.
Well, they would be dressed differently.
But it's the same group.
And the Up Up Girls would dance like idols, and UFCS would dance K-pop.
But they're technically idols that are dancing to K-pop. I'm so confused.
Well, yeah, but
you killed the mood.
No, the Up Up Girls would like come out with their like monocolored like t-shirts and skirts, and do all these idly dances, and then the UFCS would come in with their like with the stuff that they usually dance in. And do K-pop stuff. Okay. I guess if you have to explain it, it's not funny.
We should stick to that rule. I like that rule.
Okay,
so new fanfics.
Yay!
Dun, dun, dun,
yay!
Dun.
Yay!
Does anyone know what's actually new?
Because
I actually didn't read anything yet.
I do! Okay. You're a horrible mom.
I'm not as worse as she's bad. Actually, no, she's not bad either. She just becomes non-existent.
Yeah. What are you doing? What is that clicking?
None of your business. Okay. I can do what I want. It's my laptop.
Alright. So.
One of the new... It.
One of the new stories that's come out in the past couple weeks is a preview for Russian Roulette, The Game of Chance, by KJ Pop.
I've seen that.
It's good. Supposedly, the theme is going to be Gai-chan and Eric, aka Eddie, but they're dudes. And... a hostess club.
Yes, a hostess club called The Shining Butterfly.
Oh, I remember reading that now. Well, that person beat me to it because I was going to do something like that. I kind of stopped. Fail. That's kind of what happens with me. Like, when I write, I write the ideas and stuff, but... I usually just keep them as ideas. I think it's because I have a difficult time writing it out.
What are you doing? I'm sorry. All the thumping is distracting me.
You have OCD, man.
Because like the way you're talking, you talk to the beat of it thumping.
What?
You were talking to the beat of your thumping, whatever it was.
Okay, well, I'm just going to close out, okay?
No, don't close out.
No, close out of what I'm doing. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, speaking of being scooped, there was one story which has been going on, I think, for... I think we talked about it last show as a new story. It's the one that had the 6 video previews.
Juliet and Cinderella, best song, aye.
What?
Juliet and Cinderella, it's by Sanon I, aka II.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that come up too.
Yeah, there's like 3 chapters already.
Yes.
So now you people can actually read and make a judgment if you like it or not.
Still epic!
Of course you're gonna like it.
Well, the reason why I got scooped by Juliet and Cinderella is because, spoiler alert, Scattered Petals, which will be expanded upon in the story because Ares starts rereading it to try to get clues about how to win Rhys's heart, is this story about this girl who goes to this cooking academy for ramen. Because of a family situation.
Does she meet the ramen rangers?
What's that?
Does she meet the ramen rangers?
Yes.
Yeah, she... Oh my gosh, so much crack.
Yeah, so well, Scattered Petals is supposed to be a cracktastic soujo manga. Like,
awesome.
And the ramen rangers have to fight supernatural dangers because
so they have to fight giant noodles.
No, actually they have to fight people who have passed on to the other world, but who, when they died with a hunger in their hearts that was so heavy that they couldn't pass on to the next world. So they wander the world demanding food. And because of the emptiness of their stomach, they're called hollows.
Wow. Can I throw like some tomatoes at you?
Which is a Bleach reference for those who might not know. A really groan-worthy one. And the ramen rangers have to fight the hollows with their ramen magic based attacks.
I get this picture like, throw this ramen in your mouth, and then you see a giant ramen just smack them in the face. And then they eat it and then they disappear because they moved on.
Yes.
Oh my god, that's so much crack.
So, but yes.
It actually has a lot of potential if it's written decently enough. I think it could work.
Okay, so Juliet and Cinderella, which is in its 3rd chapter now, managed to scoop me. So, I give them all respect for beating me to the punch, or the punchline, as it were.
Don't worry, you can always do that same concept, but you're in your own way. And it'll be different.
Yep.
Okay. Also...
So, good news for Sound Eye fans. 3 chapters. Freaking read them if you want. Because they're there.
Okay.
And if you need a fanfic, because I know there's sort of a drought.
Sort of a drought?
Well, not really. Not anymore.
I'm talking about, like...
You've been in the drought because you haven't noticed anything lately.
No, I've seen it. No, okay. Listen.
Okay.
I'm talking about in fanfics. Right now, it's just going through like a cycle of, I guess, writers that have potential. Well, Random and Weird, the hair fics are good. They're pretty good. But the newer ones, like, they're going through changes in their writing, and they're still. Like a gem that needs to be cut up, you know?
I think it depends on what people think is decent, really.
Okay. That's true. Okay.
Also, starting up recently is the fanfic called Watching Over You.
Hi, I know this person. By I think I know almost everyone. Arisa. So
no, you don't. So
almost. But yeah, this is Arisa 03.
I'm not going to like Takagaki.
Bribe her to like someone. Well, not really fully bribe her, but she said she was writing a new thing, and I was like, please.
Oh yeah, I seen that one too. When I looked, there was no chapters in there though. So
there's
I
a
didn't...
chapter now.
Oh, there is one now.
Well, there's a prologue.
Yeah, prologue.
Yes. Yeah, see, the last time I checked, that was not there.
Okay. Yeah. So, in this story, Risa and I are high school students, and Risa's always number one in grades, and I is always number two. Dun, dun, dun.
I guess that has potential.
Risa's going to be a total cool character in this story.
You keep saying that she's not a pervert.
Yeah.
She
keeps telling I she's not a pervert. If you want to know why she tells I she's not a pervert, go read it.
Go read it, yes.
Yeah, and go give her
Go read it.
I already did.
All right. And then that's
okay. Okay, thanks and a comment. Oh. You're your baby.
Comments are very awkward for me, okay?
Well, you can always... You can always give a thank you for a chapter as well, in case
that's
you
don't.
That's
what I usually do.
Yeah. Okay. Also, starting up recently, is Nae-chan, I Love You, by Nora Nora.
See, I actually don't want to read that because I think it's incest, and that makes me cringe.
But it's not.
Really?
Yeah,
the title kind of like.
Geez. No. It's I is the mature stepsister of a rebellious Rena.
Sort of incest element. Mm. It's like you have the incest without it being really incest.
They start being stepsisters when Reyna is 18 and I's 25.
Damn.
So that doesn't really... not much of an incestual... not something you really think of it as incest.
Damn.
Shut up. I think Lightbeam has too much fun with how I speak. That's like an 8 years difference, man. That's like me and my little sister, who's 14, and I'm 22.
Damn.
Well then.
Don't copy me.
Well then, if you want to read something scandalous in nature, then then it's Nae-chan, I Love You. By Nora.
Alright, who read it though? Did you read it? Wasabi, you read it?
I read it.
I read like I think the first few chapters.
It's up to chapter 7 now.
Oh yeah, I see. Yeah, I see it's chapter 7. Yeah. But like that's the premises, but what do you personally think of the fanfic itself?
What do I think
both
about?
Of us or
one? Yes, both.
Oh, okay.
I'm interested in it.
Yeah, I read the first two chapters, but, like, I didn't really go deep into it because mostly it was Rei and I. And I like Rei and I, but I don't really like reading it. If that makes sense.
What?
If that makes sense. So, I meant to read more, but I forgot to read more because usually if I don't comment, I forget. And the update, don't really.
My mark here. I remember.
Yeah, pretty much. But I forgot to comment, so I need to catch up on that.
And sometimes people update their fanfics so quickly that if you miss one day, it's kind of like, oh my god, I'm 20 chapters behind. I'm losing interest in catching up.
Yeah,
that's
kind of what happens.
Yeah, mostly. Hmm. Especially, like, say someone updates, like, in the day, and then they don't update again till, like, nighttime, and you think they're just responding to a comment. And it turns out it's like a new chapter and other people already started commenting on it.
They attack like ninjas.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, wait a minute, what did I miss here?
Everything.
But there is some new one-shots in the one-shot thread. And there was one that was like dedicated to us.
Uh-oh.
From Cole AE.
Okay.
Or, wait.
Us as in who?
Us, you, me, Respo, Mindy, Junkie.
Uh-oh.
Well, no, that's you. Sorry.
That is me.
But yeah, like, Koi says that this is their 15th one shot, and that it's that they listen to the podcast, and that it's related to us. And they told us that to say their name is you pronounce the O like in dog and the A E I as in yay, so it's like Koye.
Koye, okay.
Alright, so Koye pretty much made us a Tana Shige one shot. Because I guess when we were talking about last time, about how they're getting closer lately.
Mm.
Yeah, they made us they made a one-shot dedicated to us for White Day. Oh. And the title is called Wiggle Queen.
Wiggle Queen. Oh, when you said that, I thought, this person wrote all the fanfic writers that are,
no.
It's pretty big, and made a fanfic there.
No. What do you mean pretty big? I'm not pretty big. What are you talking about?
Don't starve or I'll slap you around, child.
You're gonna give me a Mizuki slap like how she did Eddie-Han and Ramen Ranger?
Yeah, but 10 times worse. You might get obliterated.
Wait. Yeah.
So, but I was thinking that, though, because one of my friends... she was listening to one of the podcasts, and she's like, oh, I see possible... fanfic mod pairing right now. Oh god. She's like, I didn't think about that. I'm like, what are you talking about?
A fanfic mod story.
Yeah. You must have forgot, but this is the time when Yu-Chan came on.
Okay, yeah.
And she had her hooker voice, which made me kind of awkward. So laugh.
Yeah.
She liked to torture me with her voice, basically.
Okay,
yeah.
So...
The other one-shot that came up was from Kaiyuki.
Mm-hmm.
Kaiyuki, yeah. She made another Takagaki one-shot called Fireside, which, oh my gosh, it's so emo, but it's so beautiful.
What's that supposed to mean? You know, basically all
it's
the one shots are
it's
emo.
It's beautiful. That's what it means. It's emo and beautiful.
But most of my one shots are emo.
But she says she wrote this in a sad mood, so that's why it came out so emo. But it's pretty much some of the. There's a healthy Aichan and a sickly Gakusan. That's all I'm going to say. So, yeah.
Oh,
that's like the common concept, so I kind of know how that goes.
Wait a second here. Are you talking about the painful truth?
No.
Oh, okay. So, because there's another story which features a sickly Aichan and a sickly Risa and a remorseful Aichan.
But yeah, that's in the one shot thread. Not one shot, I mean.
That's in the main thread.
Yeah, fanfic thread.
Yes.
Not the one shot thread.
Right. This one is called The Painful Truth by Risa I. Just in case we have. Just simply because we can't just have one emo Takagaki fic going on.
And Riho speaks out in that, like, out of nowhere. in that one. It shocked me though, because I was like, whoa, Rio? But yeah.
Yes.
You should go read that too. Go read another Sickly Gaksan with Healthy Aichan. But if
yeah,
you want
to like
read Sickly Gaksan with Healthy Aichan in a one shot, go read Kai Unique. Well,
I would just say read one shots anyways, because I love one shots.
Yeah. And then also, we have another one from Mochi Nini. They started their new thread in the one shot thread. And their first one is called Love Me I. And that's another Takagaki one shot. There's so much Takagaki, I'm so happy. Sorry.
Yeah, you're happy, but what about people who don't actually want it? That is a good
question.
Well, for those who don't want it, they just simply have to write their own fix to push their own agendas, whether or not they achieve popular acclaim or not.
How about just write it because you just write for the hell of it? Actually, what started me into writing fan fiction is the fact that people were writing a pairing that I think was not enough, and I didn't like how they were writing it. So one day, when I was 12 years old, I was like, screw this noise, I'm going to go write this. Yeah, yeah. I've been reading since I was like when I was 11, going to be 12, basically. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to try writing it, and then that was the end. Now I make fanfics a lot.
I didn't start writing until like, 2-3 years ago?
Well, it's been 10 years already for me.
But I've read some stuff.
I did both. Well, at one time, for a couple of months, I actually just read fanfictions all day, every day, everywhere I can find them. And then from there, I was like, okay, so I think I have enough basic information, and I just really want to write my ideas down because I don't like how people are writing it, and just my own fanfics. I have a lot of my old fanfics too. There's like, if you compare it to my older stuff now, there's like a big gap. It's like a big change now.
Well, it makes sense, right? 'Cause you're older now and you're more experienced and all that junk.
Yeah, but some people, like, they write for a while and they still suck. That's still possible.
Yeah, well, it depends on the person. And if they're really serious enough about it.
Yeah, if they're serious enough to, like, actually want to improve and all that, then you'll actually get better. That's what I did. Like, basically, one year, I was like, I really hate how I'm writing. So I was just like, okay, I'm just gonna really work at it, and then that's when this thing called love spawned out of nowhere. And then everyone just started liking it. And that's how I got a lot of readers. But then I probably lost them after I finished that story and didn't start anything else. I'm sorry, guys.
Now, on the other hand, I think it's fair to say that for those people who have ever thought of writing a fanfic, do not be intimidated by the idea that your fanfic has to be good by some objective standard, because fanfiction, the way I like to look at it, is like playing backyard basketball. People who play backyard basketball...
No, like, you play freestyle basketball, like, there's not really that many rules, you just kind of put your own thing, right?
Well, people who play backyard basketball typically are not going to get into the NBA, but they have fun doing it.
Yes. And for a long time, I just had fun writing it.
Right. So
I didn't take it seriously until maybe when I was in my mid-teens.
Mm-hmm. So the point is that there's no use obsessing over quality when you first start writing fanfics, because even experienced fanfic writers are not professional writers. So, as an analogy, people who are experienced playing backyard basketball still don't play for the NBA. They might be a little bit better, but they're not professional writers. So there's no real reason to obsess over, this isn't good enough to publish, because no one really cares. All they really care about is, are you writing about their favorite pairing?
Well, again, that varies, because some people, they don't care the way how that person writes, but other people probably do. And if anything, I'd say, like, some people, some of the newer people, they say, sorry if my grammar's messed up and whatnot. So use that for an example. That's perfectly fine if your grammar is messed up. We're here to help you. We'll help you get better and give you ideas and stuff.
Very few people are going to judge.
Yeah, like, if someone does judge, it's probably going to be something that is there to help you out in the long run, if that makes sense.
I hope that makes sense. Fanfiction is a general kind of... It's very broad, fanfiction, and it has a world of its own. There's, like, rules within rules. And one of the main rules that in order to keep readers is that you have to have that pairing. Sadly, you do, even if you don't want to.
Not really. I mean,
you
have Takagaki in the beginning, and the next thing you know, it's Raynite.
Yeah, exactly. It's centered around pairings.
Or no one gets together in the end, and it's but it was good sadness.
No, I'm talking about not mentioning groups, like the girls dating within the group, like nothing like that at all mentioned. Like, you just wanted to just show the life of them as singers and not anything else. You probably get a lot of readers. It's pretty sad, but it's true. And it doesn't really matter if you write good or bad, because eventually you'll get better, especially if you want to. If you want to get better. In a sense that being able to tell a story well. Maybe you don't really have to know how to write, but being able to tell the story is, like, the most important one.
Or if anything, just get B-chan to be your friend, because she supposedly then never persuaded everybody to write up stuff.
Yeah, she actually helped me a lot, too.
Yet she doesn't write herself anymore, which she needs to do. So I'm hinting at you, B-chan. You better get your butt up a secret admirer, please.
You better leave her alone before me and you get into a brawl.
I know she's busy. I'm just joking with her.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. She seems like... very sisterly to me, so if she can encourage me to write and to, like, be positive that I can write well, and I'm kind of a tough person to convince because I'm a bit stubborn, then she can probably do that to anyone else too.
Well, she's done that to, like, two or three other people on here that are new, so everyone should be like, oh, B-chan persuaded me. I'm like, well, I think me and B-chan need to talk more often, but she wants me to use Skype more, but I don't want to, so...
Well, you better use Skype, man.
She needs to get back online. Her internet needs to work.
That's maybe let's all pitch in and just ship her a modem. She doesn't want us to do that, though.
Ship her a modem with a photo card of Gakusan on it, and I'm pretty sure she'll keep it.
There's some Eddie on there, too.
Some Takagaki, Eddie.
Everything, just stick it all over.
All over the modem. Say, just peel it off when you get it so it doesn't, like, melt into the modem when it heats up or something.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. I wish I had that modem. Comes with, like, 20 other photo cards. I'll take it.
But yes, back to the original topic. In the one shot thread, Rindy also made a one shot.
Oh yeah, I saw that too.
Based off of that math drama, which I'm not gonna pronounce because I'm too lazy to pronounce right now. But the math drama that has, like, everyone but Aika in it, pretty much almost.
Yeah.
And
probably, like, extra crack too, that one.
Fate of the Math Boss.
Yeah. Pretty much she thought, like everybody else did, including myself, that Aichan is Reina's sister. But I don't think anybody even knows anymore because we see back of Rika's head, so I don't know. But yeah, it's a short one shot. Mm. And then there's mine, which I'm just gonna say is Takagaki, and we can just skip over that.
Bring on the Kamishiga, yo.
No, mine is Takagaki. You know that's a lie, right? Mostly.
Yeah,
Maki,
I know.
9.5% of the time.
Yeah, I'm like over, like
99.99999. Infinity.
And of course, in my stories, the pairings are just simply stuff that almost no one else has ever written a fanfic about.
Oh no, I'm pretty sure it has been written about, but it's not really like acknowledged.
It's in the back pages of this thread.
With this fandom, they have like very popular pairings. The very popular ones: Takagaki and Kamishige. Kanakami. Yeah, I almost forgot the name. Those are the really popular ones. Then you got the second one.
Whoa.
It's my cousin's fucking with me. They're a pain in the ass. I'll be back.
Okay.
Beat them up.
Tad of you. Yeah! Oh.
Huh?
I'm sorry.
Wow. Always an adventure.
But yeah, about my one shot, it's pretty much what I pretty much had a random thought one day, or not even one day, I think I was going to bed, and I thought, what if Gakistan was pregnant? And yeah, pretty much I wrote a pregnant Gakistan.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
What is playing in the background?
Oh, I'm watching Family Guy now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think that program's about twice as loud as the previous program, though.
Oh, sorry. I didn't change the volume, though, so.
Right, but sometimes stations, like, broadcast shows at different volumes.
True. True. Okay, is there anybody else? I think that's about it.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of other stories which we're not mentioning. So our listeners can just simply discover the ones which we haven't mentioned.
Check it out, y'all.
Now.
Oh, I think Jackie's coming back. She's done beating up the children. That was very scary.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah! And then the screaming. And then it got quiet.
Well, I didn't kill them. Just so you know.
Okay. That's
great. Alright, well, it's...
You just didn't want them to be alive anymore.
Sort of. Sorry. They're still alive, though.
I guess we should end this then, since it's already 11.
Alright, well, I want to say real quick. I've been thinking of making a comic for my Tumblr. Yes, I have a Tumblr. And I've decided that I'm gonna turn Puppy Love into a comic.
Ooh.
But I'm not entirely sure, so if people want me to actually do it, just give me some support on it, because honestly I don't know if I should actually change the chapters that I wrote to revise it, to make it better, to make the overall plot, and then make the comic. I actually have the first draft with me right now. Can't really show anyone because my webcam is very crappy. But I do have the first draft, and I'm gonna change it up, and hopefully I'll probably get the cover art done first, then the actual comic, and then from there just base it off on feedback. And so I'll have my Tumblr. Once I actually have it posted on my Tumblr, I will post a link, and people can see, read it, whatever. That's what I'm
going to
announce.
Yay!
Do
it!
Go Junkie!
Yay!
We all we've mostly done is yays and clapping today.
So what? That means positive feedback is good. Does anyone even remember Popular? Because I sort of don't.
I do. You sort of don't.
Which page is it on?
I sort of don't, and you wrote it. That's funny.
Shut up, hell, man.
No worries, it's like me with Black Cat, so.
I think it's on the second page already. Damn. And I like how Crybeam just laughs.
I told you, I laugh easily at things.
Now,
yeah, you do. Second page.
Now, is this a Nakazaka, I'm sorry, Nakazawa Mihiko fanfic?
No.
No, this is actually Eddie. I think this is why people kind of didn't want to read it, but I tried to overpower that pairing with extreme cuteness, which might have worked. But basically, what I did for this story is that it's written in a point of view, and it's an audience point of view. And she lives in Tokyo, and she's working at a cafe that's called Morning Cafe with Sayu, Linlin, and Risa, and it's owned by Yoshizawa and by Yoshi and Rika. They're the owners. And when Ai goes home, she finds this puppy. So she takes the puppy because it's like cold and raining outside, and she takes care of it until she can give it to a pound. And then that's when she realizes there's something magical with the puppy. Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun.
And then from there, that's like where it's just a cuteness explosion, basically. After that, that's all I'll explain. You actually have to try and read it.
That's all you remember, since you kind of don't know it.
I do.
Cuteness explosion, make up.
I do know. Okay, I do sort of know it, and I know that I wanted this to turn into a curve, and I actually wrote it out, but I did not post it.
Why?
Because.
Why?
I don't think it matches with the tone of the fic, and I kind of lost the paper.
Shame on you.
The I'll magical puppy it. Ate it.
It was magical puppy Eddie who somehow got into a bear trap, who somehow got shot down in the middle of the forest.
Oh god. Well, still being a dog and being a human at the same time. Oh no, the bear bear trap actually worked on her. It didn't work on anything else.
But yeah, I guess we should probably end this because it's like been 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, that's basically the story of this, and I will hopefully have a comic done. I'm gonna actually need some help with it. One of my friends are gonna help me out, and hopefully I'll have it by then.
Okay.
Yay. Yay. Okay, end. It's even funnier when you saw my magical hands in front of the TV.
The TV. Oh, we're in the TV now. Okay.
Your Instagram TV, get out!
Go, Respa, let's end this. We're gonna go off topic.
Respa's gonna end, wrap it up.
Okay.
Because he has magical wrap up powers.
Okay, then I will use my magical wrap up powers and say this has been the 9th edition, the Platinum 9 Disc edition.
Kuki!
Okay.
Sorry,
I
had to do it.
Of a Hello Project fanfiction podcast featuring Resop, Junkie, and Kawaii Beam.
Woo!
Yay! Yay!
Bye-bye! Bye-bye! We actually ended shortly. Yay!
I found the end button, finally. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye!